the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The idea and concept of love, yes, love, this idea and concept of love is misunderstood in our modern day and age. It seems like everyone is talking about this great power and importance of love. Protests have been springing up everywhere in our country in the name of love. Hollywood and television stars speak about love, it seems, on a weekly basis. On social media, it is about impossible not to stumble upon a picture or a quote on love. There's even a new hand sign, if you haven't seen it, cupping your hands together, such as this, to display a heart and communicate that you are about love. That old song from 1979 by John Paul Young still rings true today. Love is in the air, in every sight and every sound. Love is in the air. Unfortunately, though, even though love is in the air and everyone seems to be talking about love, I'm afraid that the majority of people talking about love do not completely understand what it is. Perhaps it could be said that we live in a time and a place in history where love has more attention than it has ever had before, while at the same time having a vast amount of ignorance on what love actually is. Now, to complicate things even more, not only are many people talking about love incorrectly, but they are also imparting this misguided view of love upon the masses. For example, we are being told that we must learn to love more and more, to increase in this love, for love is that very thing that can offset hate. It can somehow cancel it out. We are told that we need to love to make this world a better place for everyone, as if love is that secret ingredient to get us to that perfect utopia of bliss. As previously mentioned, though, those who are pushing this campaign of love, unfortunately, do not understand what real love is. I know that sounds harsh, but it is the truth. In other words, they teach us that love is all about avoiding offense to someone else. However, my friends, this is not love. They tell us that love actually approves of what others are doing, no matter what. However, this is not love. They share that love is quick to agree with our friends and neighbors, never causing an offense. However, this is not love. They express that love makes sure our friends can have their way at all costs, no matter the expense. However, this is not love. They impress upon us that love seeks to be inoffensive and glorifies diversity. However, this again is not love. They actually gush that love is an intensity of feeling, that it is somehow in our bosom, but this is not love. They say love is what makes us feel happy and fuzzy and warm deep down inside. However, this is not love. They assert that love allows us to be free from hurt feelings and displeasure at all costs. But again, this is not love. They tell us that love blindly validates and approves of another person's dreams and aspirations, no matter what they are. But again, this is not love. Indeed, there is great confusion about what love is in our culture. While it is true that everyone seems to be in love with the idea of love itself, it is also unfortunately true that very few people understand what love really is. Maybe the problem to all this is that we have confused the idea of love with the idea of tolerance. Yes, maybe we have confused these two terms of love and tolerance. Now consider the word tolerance for a moment. The word tolerance in our contemporary culture has evolved to mean that a person should not only put up with another person's point of view, but we must also celebrate, enable, and promote that person's point of view, regardless if you agree with it or not. And any opposition to this modern view of tolerance is immediately seen as hateful and not loving. Therefore, my friends, it is easy to see how the current view of tolerance can be easily mistaken for the idea of love. Believe it or not, the Bible actually frowns upon this idea of tolerance. It frowns upon tolerance. For example, in Revelation 2, the pastor of the church of Thyatira was actually condemned for tolerating the false teachers in the church of that day. Whereas the pastor of the church of Ephesus was commended for not tolerating false teaching within the church. In other words, tolerance has generally been seen not, I repeat, not as a Christian virtue, but more often than not, a pagan virtue. But what about love? Love, my friends, love is at the center of Christianity. Love is a Christian virtue. It is at the heart of what Christianity is all about. So if love is not tolerance, and tolerance is not love, what exactly is love itself, at least according to Christianity? Well, love, my friends, it does not act the way that we might think. It does not typically operate the way that it is portrayed in Nicholas Sparks movies or sung about in Beyoncé and Katy Perry music videos. Love is not defined by those signs at the Love Not Hate protests. For example, love does its works secretly and hides its actions from the applause of others. It does not do its acts of charity to be seen or known by others. True love is not boastful or arrogant. It does not seek to gain, but seeks to give everything to a neighbor. True love does not insist on its own ways, and it is not irritable or resentful. True love does not make a lot of noise. It does not rejoice in the evil of others, but it rejoices and works for truth. It pleads with people who are in error. It risks the possible offense to restore a neighbor in freedom of the truth. And finally, love does not hold on to its actions towards a neighbor as if it is keeping score somehow, but rather it acts for others free of charge. Clearly, we can say that love is not the same as tolerance. Love is not a floaty feeling. It is not a romantic emotion. It is not self-serving. It is not sourced in ourselves. But rather, this true love, it seeks to honor God and Him alone for our good and joy. This true love seeks the proper teaching about the Lord with correct doctrine. This true love seeks to remember the Sabbath day and God's word. This true love seeks to respect those in authority, like parents and governing officials. This true love seeks to preserve life, especially those who are weak and insignificant, those unable to protect themselves in the womb or at the end of age. This true love seeks to protect marriage from pornography, divorce, and adultery. This true love seeks to defend our neighbor's possessions, and it seeks to defend our neighbor's good reputation. This true love, it seeks to rest in contentment. This love is all sacrificing. This true love is indeed all sacrificing. It is seen and demonstrated when a person gives of themselves for the good of another person, as when Jesus laid down his life for you and for me and for the entire world. Well, today we stand on the edge of Lent. We stand on the edge of the season of Lent. And with Lent, we're being prepared for the most dramatic display of God's love, the cross. Think about that a moment. We stand on the edge of Lent, and Lent is preparing us for the most dramatic display of God's love, which is the cross of Christ Jesus. Indeed, we hear in our gospel reading that Jesus talks about his love for you and for me and for the entire world as he says to those disciples that the Son of Man will be delivered over to the Gentiles to be mocked, to be shamefully treated, to be spit upon, to be flogged and killed. Jesus was preparing. He was preparing the disciples of what was about to come. His love in action towards mankind through his suffering and agony. What this means is this, dear friends. In Jesus Christ, as we heard in our gospel reading, as we hear in the whole message of Christianity, as we hear in the whole story of him going to the cross, in Jesus Christ, we do not see tolerance. Oh no, we do not see tolerance in Jesus, but we see love. If Jesus would have gone the way of tolerance, mark this, if Jesus would have gone the way of tolerance, he would not have gone to the cross, but he would have left us in our sins. And if we are left in our sins, we would be left with our damnation. So much for the way of tolerance. But because of his great love for us and his rich mercy, Jesus could not tolerate our sin. Indeed, the Son of God could not tolerate our sin, so he was compelled to the cross in love to do something about it for you and for me and for the entire world. You see, Jesus is God's anointed. He is the keeper of the sheep. And as the great shepherd who keeps his sheep, he lays down his life in love for the sheep. He cannot and will not tolerate strange sheep or threatening wolves. Truly, Jesus is the display of the Father's love. The one who suffers long and is kind to us, not puffed up. The one who never fails. Jesus is the one who is driven by mercy and driven by compassion to deliver you and me. He is gracious to us in our distress. His face shines upon us in our grief over our sin. And by his steadfast, unending, consistent, persistent, everlasting love, he saves us. He saves you. Out of his love for his creation, that is you, Jesus has opened your eyes to see him and to see his forgiveness, to see his life and salvation. Out of love, Jesus came to aid the blind man of our gospel reading. And he comes to you in our sorrow and misery as well and shares his goodness and his mercy and love with us. He creates in us humble and contrite hearts that we might always cry out to him for mercy. He fills us with his love. He grants us renewal by the Holy Spirit. He gives us eyes to see his glory in his word and sacraments. He does this not out of tolerance, oh no, but rather he does this because of his love love for you. In the name of the all-sufficient loving one, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionguinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.